We've come a long way in peacekeeping, and I think we've moved from the days of traditionally looking at ceasefire lines. And today there are many elements of the concepts that we want to address in peacekeeping, which are everyday language of almost any mandate. For example, protection of civilians. We see ourselves more and more involved, and that mandates that we get from the Security Council enjoining us to look at the protection of civilians. This is a very important change. We are also called upon as peacekeeping missions, for example, to assist with elections in many countries, to provide the safe and secure environment within which free and fair elections can be conducted and take place. We have been partnering more with regional organizations, particularly the African Union. In Darfur, we have one hybrid mission. We have another mission in Somalia. We're providing the logistic support to the African Union troops. In Mali, for example, we have extended that regional cooperation to a sub-regional organization. So it's not just the African Union, but it's also ECOWAS. We're talking about more robust mandates, for example, in Mali, or now in Eastern Congo with the Force Intervention Brigade.
And how do you plan on enhancing cooperation between missions, particularly in Africa?
There's quite a bit that's happening in enhancing cooperation between missions. From my perspective as the head of the Department of Field Support, we look at it as the ability, for example, in startup missions to take use of assets and contracts and other things that have been put in place in one mission, which assists the startup of another mission. This also includes the loan, I might put it in that way, the loan of personnel, of equipment. So that helps missions get started. The other is that we have been looking more and more at sharing of assets, for example, particularly in aviation assets, so that we don't have each mission with a complement of air assets exclusively for themselves. But for example, in Liberia and Ivory Coast, we see the sharing of air assets that are taking place. We see it also in the provision of back office support, where we're not having every mission be self-contained in all the support that they want, but we can have missions that help each other, or one mission takes on the responsibility of the administration. We see quite a bit of this with UNIFIL, with some of the smaller other Middle East missions. So, you know, their travel, their personnel, their payroll and everything else is done by the bigger mission. So that's also an administrative and operational part of intermission cooperation.
And what do you see as the significance of the International Day of Peacekeepers?
Well, first of all, I should say that Peacekeeping Day is really an opportunity, first of all, to honor and to pay tribute to those of our colleagues who have lost their lives while serving with UN peacekeeping. And in 2012, we lost 103 colleagues. That is really significant, a number of colleagues, whether they were in Abyei or Eastern DRC or Darfur, South Sudan. They are paying the ultimate price. And then International Day of Peacekeeping allows us to reflect on what peacekeeping is all about, to reflect on the evolution that has taken place in peacekeeping, what we're doing, for example, in the aftermath of earthquake, a natural disaster in Haiti, where we try and get people to sort of rebuild their lives, or newly emerging country where I was SRSG in East Timor, to see how state institutions were strengthened, how the role of the police was strengthened, and we were able to make an assessment that things are fine and we were able to move on. But I think International Day of Peacekeeping allows all stakeholders, it's not just the United Nations, but it is the troop contributing countries, those who are providing the finances, think tanks and others who do a lot of research on what peacekeeping is all about, the press. I think it gives everyone an opportunity to reflect on what it is that we attempt to do and how we do it. And so it's a good day for pause and reflection